This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know, another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right. So we get this email. Very interesting. And from time to time, we will get emails that are frankly are above our pay grade, right? I mean, all we are people on the radio that have opinions. We're not professionals. Sometimes our advice sucks. And who knows if it's even healthy sometimes.
You're the closest to a professional because of how much therapy you've had over the years.
You guys are close, though. You're getting close. Everybody in the studio is getting really, really close. So we get this email the other day that either we're going to read or Andrea has already read from a couple that has twins, and the mom clearly is favoring one of the twins, which is really pissing dad off.
Yeah, so I'll just break this down because it was a very quick email. I'm a young mother to a wonderful pair of six-year-old twin girls. They're both energetic, playful, and smart. Over the years, I have noticed I tend to favor Lily over Ronnie. It causes a pit of discomfort in my stomach even typing this, but I know that the favoritism stems from Lily's appearance. Lily is an extraordinarily cute little girl and has been approached by many talent scouts. Ronnie is beautiful in her own way, but she is more plain than Lily. My ex-husband has noticed my favoritism and says it's shallow and disgusting. He suggested I seek guidance from a therapist. Am I really such a terrible mother that I need professional help? I know it would be ideal if I felt the same way about each of my twins, but can I really help that I prefer one over the other? And that's why we have enlisted professional help.
Yeah, so this might be a little bit of a conflict of interest when you're asking a professional if they should seek professional help. I'm pretty sure she's going to say yes. So we're bringing Andrea Berkley on, and she is from the Honest Women podcast, which legally I have to tell you guys is part of the Pioneer Network, which is my network. They do such a great job. You guys, you should listen to their last podcast about Dry January and their relationship with alcohol. It was really, really good. But this one's totally different than that. Hey, Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you got moms here that very well could be favoring one of the kids.
No, she is. She owned it.
She definitely is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mm-hmm. How do you handle that with the husband? And how do you, I mean, clearly it's going to affect the kids, right?
Right. Absolutely. I think the first thing that we need to do is just, mom, as she's written this, has really revealed how she feels about these feelings, right? So first she notices that she's noticing that one of her twins is cuter than the other, is the way that she's described it. And then she is judging that so harshly. She has a pit of discomfort in her stomach typing it. She's being told that she's shallow and disgusting. And she's describing herself as a terrible mother who might be in need of professional help. So she's kind of caught in the, I've noticed this and I have this feeling and I feel terrible about it. And I actually think that's blocking her from taking some action. So before we get to the action, I just want to say, we notice differences between people. If you are a human and you have eyes and you have ears, you're going to notice the differences between people. We don't feel good about it, right? It's hard even to read it. We might judge ourselves really harshly for it. But you do notice. And if you're another parent, if I can just be a little honest, like I have four kids. I know which one is the nicest one. I know which one is the smart, you know, they're all smart. They're all beautiful, smart, beautiful, and nice. I hope my kids listen to this. But do you know what I mean?
Well, Andrea,
they all have qualities that are so strong.
In the interest of credibility and authenticity, you said you had four kids. I'd like you to rank them from one to four right now.
I will not do it. But we've had moments of, you know, where, and they change over time, you know. One was a really difficult baby and then is a wonderful teenager, you know. One was really snuggly and now that snuggly is making us crazy. Like, we notice, okay? So let yourself off the hook for noticing. Let's not circle the drain on that because you're going to be blocked from the important thing, which is you got to take some action, girl.
And now how do we take action?
Well, I think that the first thing is she notices and other people notice and she's owning the fact that she does show favoritism. There's a difference between I notice these differences between my kids and maybe even I feel pulled towards this one versus that one at a certain time. And then there's, and I show it and everybody else can see it. And certainly the children can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I wish I could ask the listener, like, how do you show favoritism? Mm-hmm. What do you notice that's different between the kids? You know, are you more gentle on one of the daughters? Are you more generous or affectionate? Figure out how you show it and then stop doing that. Like, just stop doing that.
So are you saying she doesn't need to see a therapist for this? Like, it's as easy as just stop doing it.
Okay, I actually think, first of all, everyone should see a therapist all the time. That's a biased opinion from a therapist who goes to therapy. But what I will say is, could there be deeper issues here, right? Is mom dealing with her own internalized self-image stuff? Is there something from her childhood? I don't know. There's plenty of reasons that she may be acting in this way that deserves some curiosity and some compassion, and especially if she cannot change her behavior. Got to do it.
I think a good motivator for some moms is learning how their behavior would actually affect their kid long term and spurring them into action. So can you talk about what might happen to Ronnie, the kid who's not getting all the attention long term, if the favoritism continues to happen?
Yeah, certainly anxiety, depression in the short term. But I think the biggest thing is that we learn about our relationship to ourselves and our relationship to the world with our parents. And so she's setting up a lifelong dynamic where this daughter does not feel valuable, maybe does not feel lovable. And we know how that plays out.
Yeah.
You know, think about her high school boyfriend and how you want her to feel with that high school boyfriend and then do better, you know?
Yeah, you fully end up like as a career stripper is what you're saying, right?
It's just possible. It also affects the other daughter. So favoritism does not benefit anybody. And Cassie, you teed me up so well. There was actually a journal, a study from the Journal of Marriage and Family that about maternal favoritism, and it found that maternal differentiation was related to higher depression scores as middle-aged adults.
Okay, wow. That's big right there. So if that's not going to shock you into stopping, nothing will, right?
All right, this
is Andrea.
Or start saving for therapy instead of saving for college.
Right. We should all save for therapy. But yes, do better. You got to do better.
Andrea,
you know?
Great
feel
job.
Feel how you feel.
Mm-hmm. This is Andrea Berkley. She is in the Honest Women podcast with Jessica Hutchison. It's a really great podcast. I'm very proud that it's on the Pioneer Network. It's like two therapists that are best friends, but they're talking about really great issues. It's really fun to listen to. You did great.
Thanks so much, Bert. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. It's The Bert Show.
Get it. The Bert Show.
This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know another therapy podcast,
but it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.